I'm Rocky van der Benderscum. Most people can't say that.
That's why I didn't say it.
That's what I thought.
I hold my hand up.
No worries. Look, I had to write this down because I knew that by the time I'd driven here for however long it took, I was going to get really caned and I'd never remember what I was going to talk about. So here we go. I wrote good afternoon, but it is afternoon, isn't it? Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Well, when a friend of mine asked me, they said to me, like, you're standing in the election, so you're a politician. Why do I vote for you? And I said, well, I didn't really see myself as a politician, just a man with a passion that people should know the truth about cannabis. And therefore, it would make a vote for truth and justice. I'm really nervous. Nice one. It would make it a vote. Oh, I said that, didn't I? If you tell a really big lie, that affects everything. I mean, the environment, the economy, people's health, social stability, you know, everything. And maintain that same lie for years and years and years, you're going to get found out. And then nobody's going to believe you about anything. Well, my three children from my first marriage and my son from my second had such different upbringings in regard to truth that when I realised the implications on, you know, on everything this had, I had to tell people. My first three, two daughters and a son, were never really told the truth about cannabis. They were just sort of, you know, they'd say, oh, why are you putting, what's that you're putting in your cigarette? And why such big cigarettes? And why are you handing them around? And it would be like, well, that's the stone that keeps it alight. And we're all mates, so, you know, we like to share a fag. And they're big, so we all get a bit. And if you had one each, the room would be full of smoke. And quite often it was. My son, from a second marriage, was always, at least by me and my wife, Cindy, told the truth about anything he asked about cannabis, alcohol, prohibition, even drugs. Not that he ever saw them very much. My first three tried everything from quite early age, you know, and never with me because I'd always lied to them about cannabis, so why would they talk to me about it? So they tried everything. And my oldest daughter's an alcoholic. My younger daughter, somehow she escaped it all and she went to Japan, and that's cool. My son, he tokes it really big time. At one stage he was on all sorts of class A's, but, you know, you just had to kick them a bit and they're all right, you know, they're good children. Lewis, from the other side, he's 15, really healthy, and he knows so much about life. All his mates at school, you know, they know half the stuff he knows, and he's not interested in cannabis, tobacco, alcohol, or any other drugs. And I really think that's because I told him the truth all along. You know, it was there, it's what we do, you don't need to do it. You've got your own drugs going on in your body. You don't need any of that stuff. So, like, tell the people of Britain, vote for the Legalised Cannabis Alliance, claim back their right to this environmentally, long words, economically, medically and socially valuable plant. It's a food source, a building material, a fuel source, as well as a so-called drug. And stop listening to the people who actually don't know or don't care what they're withholding from us. I read recently in The Ecologist an article about cannabis prohibition, stating it has more than 25,000 known uses, and said, smoking cannabis is probably the most useless thing you could do with it. Maybe so, in material terms. But recreation, like, break that word down, recreation. It's something that definitely happens with a good cup of coffee and a spliff. Something I've felt when I've been openly in Holland. I felt that. It's been lush. In Britain, you do that behind closed doors. You know, it's crap. Let's get it out there. So, like, tell everybody, cannabis is nice. Prohibitionists, stop lying to everybody and let us get on with living our life. Cannabis co-evolved with us. It's one of the few plants on the planet that really co-evolved with us. You know, maybe if cannabis has been about with us for that long, maybe we co-evolved with it. Well, co-evolution is co-evolution. Maybe we wouldn't be Homo sapiens without cannabis. Spliff it up, big time.